Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by producer Mike Harris. We're coming to you from Winter Park. Another week of practice is in the books, and we have a special guest joining us. And you'll have to pardon him for being a little bit crabby. It's Harrison Smith, Vikings second-year safety. Last weekend, the Vikings lose in Detroit. The night before that, Notre Dame loses to Michigan. So it hasn't been a very good run for you the last 7 days, has it, Harry?
Yeah, it was a tough weekend, starting off with the Notre Dame loss to our rival Michigan. And obviously, we didn't play as well as we wanted on Sunday against the Lions, but we're looking forward to getting back on the field against the Bears.
And that's the only way to make it better, right? Get a victory at Soldier Field.
Yeah, you know, people say winning solves everything.
Yep.
So that's what we're looking forward to doing on Sunday.
And Notre Dame is at Purdue, if I remember right.
Yes.
So, I mean, let's not put the cart before the horse, but this is a game that we have in the win column, right?
Let's not get carried away, though. Last year, I remember it was a one-point game. Okay. So you never know with Purdue.
Okay. You never know with the Bears either, man. We have a tough time going to Soldier Field. I mean, you weren't involved in many of these, but we're 1-9 the last 10 years. I'm sure you've heard that stat ad nauseum here the last week. So how do you think we turn that around this year and make it so we're 2-9 in our last 11?
I mean, it's not anything, you know, special or magical. You just got to go out there and everybody do your job on every play, and that's as simple as it could be, and that's what gets the wins. So just doing your job, not trying to play outside your mind or anything like that.
So from the 10,000 foot view, from as I look at the game, you have gunslinging quarterback. You have running back who can run pretty well but also is good out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
You have dominant outside receiver who can kill you if you're not careful. And you have an offensive line that you're not really sure if you trust it. That's Detroit, but that also kind of sounds like it's Chicago. Are these two teams kind of similar?
They definitely have a lot of similar threats. They have, you know, in my opinion, those are the two top receivers, Calvin and Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
And then they got running backs that can run the ball and catch the ball effectively. You know, quarterbacks that can really put it out there, got strong arms. So there's a lot to defend, and that's, you know, hopefully we learn something from playing the Lions. Yeah. Going against a team that has all those options on offense. Yeah.
Well, one thing I learned from watching you guys play the Lions is when you're on the field for 70% of the first half, it kind of wears down on you after a while, which is basically what you guys were. But at the two-minute warning, you'd only allowed 6 points. So you were giving up some yards, but it was kind of that bend but don't break thing, and it was working for the first half. But I think after a while, it just kind of wore on you guys being out on the field so much. Do you think that's fairly accurate?
Yeah, I think, you know, just when you don't get off the field when you have the opportunities, that it's hard to stop teams.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of third downs where we either, you know, didn't do our job or got penalties.
Yeah.
You know, kind of shot ourselves in the foot. Not to take anything away from the Lions, but there's a lot of plays that we allowed the drives to continue.
Mm-hmm. One of your interceptions last year came off of Jay Cutler, if I remember
mm-hmm.
correctly, the
yep.
Bears game at home that you took back to the house for a touchdown. Jay, I mean, he's a good quarterback, and he's lethal. He's got a great arm. He'll fit the ball into tight spots, tight windows, and obviously Marshall catches everything. But if you're careful and if you watch enough, Jay will throw one to you every now and then, won't he?
Yeah, well, he's a guy with incredible arm strength and confidence in that arm. So he makes a ton of plays where a lot of quarterbacks might not throw the ball, but he can make those plays. But sometimes you might be able to, you know, get on one because of that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you've always got to be kind of aware, just because he can make the throws that
yeah.
you don't think a lot of people can.
Right. Right. Last Bears question. If we come out of Soldier Field with a win and put on your, you know, look into the crystal ball, defensively, what will have been the key to the Vikings coming out with a win? I think offensively it would be we got the running game going and then
mm-hmm.
we were able to strike in the air. But defensively, what do you think will be the key to that?
Well, every week, you know, it starts with stopping the run. So that's number one on the
mm-hmm.
list. So if I have to pick one, I'm going to say stop the run. Yep. And if I can add a second, definitely keeping tabs on Marshall.
And it's a challenge to stop this rushing attack, too, because Forte can kind of run wherever he wants to. And then they have Michael Bush, who can run between the tackles. Yeah, and he's kind of punishing.
He's a big guy.
I would imagine you're going to have a couple of meetings with him in between the tackles this weekend. I hope so, anyway.
Yeah, he can bring some power behind himself. So he's a guy that you got to get ready to tackle. And as Joe Wood says, it's going to be a grown man tackle.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, you're good at that. What's it like? It's your second year, your second time through this whole thing. So what's it been like for you?
It's not quite as, quite like drinking from a fire hose as it was last year. Just trying to get ready.
It sounds painful.
There's still a lot to be learned, but I'm definitely more comfortable at this stage and feel like, I can impact games and not so much nervous about the scheme. And if I remember stuff, I can just go out and play.
What's your favorite way to impact a game? You know, when you got to do a lot of different things every game. There's sometimes when we're in a cover two and you got to half the field, or a cover three. There's sometimes when Joe Woods, our DB's coach, and Alan Williams, the D coordinator, ask you to come up into the box and play the run. Sometimes you're kind of floating, like you had the Jay Cutler pick, I think was on an overthrow last year, if I remember right. What's kind of your favorite thing to do?
Playing safety allows you to do all, kind of almost be all of the positions.
Yeah.
Because you get to play deep, kind of like a corner does playing coverage. You get to drop in the box like a linebacker. Sometimes you get to blitz like a D lineman. So that's what I like, is the versatility of the position. I wouldn't have as much fun if I couldn't do it all. So I just think the ability to affect plays in all areas is what makes playing safety so fun.
And then at different levels of football, I would imagine you played different positions. That happens a lot of times to guys who end up making it to the pro level. They played quarterback and running back, and they played linebacker. What were kind of some of your things that you did growing up playing?
I was always a running back on offense. Yeah. Running back, and then on defense, I played corner for my first 3 years in high school, then safety. In college, I played some linebacker, outside linebacker. So I've been around on the defensive side of the ball.
So early in your career at Notre Dame, you played some linebacker.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, I was a light linebacker, but we had a couple good safeties back there, so they just tried to throw me into the mix somewhere.
Yeah, and then because you want to always do this, but it seems like especially in, you want to just get your best players on the field in college.
Yeah, that seems that's smartest to me. And the college game is starting to get more and more like kind of like the Oregons of the world. So you almost want more speed out there.
Right, yeah. So you don't mind giving up some size to get that speed. Yeah, good point. Speaking of that, how about did you watch the Eagles and Redskins on Monday Night Football?
I did. I don't think I got to see the end, but I watched most of it.
But how about Chip Kelly's offense and the Eagles and the way they do things? Now, we play the Eagles later in the season, so it's kind of interesting for us to watch it. I don't know if they can do that the whole season. If they can, I'm going to be scared of them. But it looked good early.
Yeah, they came out and it looked very good that first drive, and they ran a bunch of plays in the first half. I forgot how many, but I have been listening to a lot of the veterans, wondering if they'll be able to keep that up.
Yeah,
because you don't have as many players as they do in college.
What are the challenges though? That let's say we played the Eagles this week and you watch that game. I mean, to me, what I see is a lot of speed, vertical speed from their skill position players, and then they don't sub a lot, so you guys can't sub a lot. Mm-hmm. Those would be, the challenges, but how do you see it?
Definitely conditioning is one that, it's obvious, but that's a big deal. That's why that offense is so successful. Because once you kind of get fatigued, maybe one guy doesn't get the play call, one guy's not that detailed in his assignment. That's how that breaks teams down. And then when you go against offenses like that, if you can get them off track, if you can, say on first down, you can stop them for no gain or what have you, that'll throw them off. So you kind of got to get them off track.
Yeah. Tough to do, though. I mean, Chip Kelly's got – he knows exactly what he wants, his guys to do, and they work on it. And then you got athletes like Vic and McCoy and Deshaun Jackson. I mean, there's so much speed there.
Yeah, well, those guys are going to be – hard to play against, no matter what they're running, just because all those guys can make plays. They've got a good quarterback that can also, if there's nothing there, he can tuck it and run.
So the practice week is over. It's Friday. fans who don't know, we have a morning practice on Friday and then a catered lunch in the locker room, which is kind of fun.
Awesome.
And then you guys can get out of here. Like today it's Famous Dave, so we're going to go crush that when we're done with this. But what's the end of the week look like for you? How do you get ready for a game now since you're going to leave the facility here, kind of like a three-quarter day? You're going to get out of here. How do you approach a game now?
Normally on Fridays I get the catered lunch and then hang around for a little bit. Sometimes guys will watch film. We might watch film as a defensive back unit, just to get a little bit more
good,
kind of focus on one thing. So we'll probably do that. And then, you know, kind of try to take care of your body just a little bit more, get your legs back under you. Cause sometimes, you know, you'll play a game and you really won't feel that good until the next Friday or Saturday. That's, you know, if it's a physical game, and usually the divisional games are. So you just got to take advantage of every little bit of time you have to either watch film or get your body back.
We got to get used to being in these hotels. We were in one last week. We're going to one Saturday. We get to play home next week, but then it's London. I mean, three of our first four games on the road. That's a little bit of a challenge for a team early in the season.
Yeah, it's you know, it's kind of a tough schedule, especially opening up on two divisional road games and going to London. But, you know, I think guys, you know, you can't worry about that stuff. You just got to get excited because you get to play football, and we get to play on a big stage against the Bears this weekend. So that's all we're focused on, and it doesn't really matter where it is.
Well, I'm focused on Famous Dave, so let's let's stop this and go eat.
Let's get out of here.
All right, thanks, man. See ya.
Thanks.
All right, we thank Harrison Smith for joining us on today's Wobcast. We thank you for listening, and as we're going to do every Wobcast this season, we're going to leave you on a good note. So here's a callback from last week.
Stafford shotgun, dump over the middle, caught and stopped immediately. Calvin Johnson, I make that Reggie Bush, absolutely obliterated by Harrison Smith. Gain of 2 yards. Maybe the hit of the game delivered right there by Harrison Smith. Full run, nailed Reggie, knocked him out of his cleats.